The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Marketing gurus insist that what you want more than anything is for someone to tell you a story. Okay, let me tell you a good news story. I had to renew my passport this week and I got in and out of the federal government office in 5 minutes. Incroyable, as we say in our second official language. Now, I don't know which rock I was under when storytelling became the big buzz in our industry, but I found out the hard way. Check out this story. I sit on the advisory committee to British Columbia Institute of Technology's Radio Arts and Entertainment Department, which is going through a rebranding process. Last week's roundtable produced a new vision statement, empowering new generations to create stories that make a difference, with emphasis on transmedia storytelling. Why not call it what it is, I misguidedly suggested, content creation. Well, you could have blindfolded me and stood me up against a wall. As we say in our other official language, faux pas. I mean, come on, there's nothing wrong with storytelling. It's as old as language itself. My reasoning is this: Johnny wants to be on the radio, God knows why, but he's a little shy on tuition. So he asks the parental units for a loaner on his education and shows them this great program he wants to enroll in where they'll teach him to tell stories. Yeah, we should be willing to part with a few grand for that, says no parent ever. And it's not just me. Storytelling tops the list of 10 marketing buzzwords that can die in 2015, compiled at newscred.com. The remaining 9 include agile, impact, learnings, as in we'll take the learnings from our campaign to impact further iterations. There's immersive and leverage or leverage, just what the world needs, another buzzword that can be pronounced two ways. How about thought leaders? Sounds like mind control to me. Rounding out the list are gamification and ecosystem, which has nothing to do with David Suzuki. It's like our content ecosystem spans traditional and digital platforms. As David Ogilvy, the father of advertising, observed, our business is infested with idiots who try to impress by using pretentious jargon. Now that's a great story, and I'm sticking to it. My name is Cal Cote. This hour begins with a double dose of the good stuff from Nacional Records. DJ Latin Bitman flies high with his new album, Airplane. But first, we've booked the accommodation. From Motel Baja by Nortec Collective's Boss Stitch and Fussible, here's our debut of Temporary Paradise from World Beat Canada Radio.
sound. We don't know about this, right? Now we make it on that ride the whole worldwide. Dig it, big man, tell the people them.
That's my life like a birthday. Come on and forget me. Dry up your rain. The pilot is insane, come on.
One more thing, dem man.
Life like a earthling. Yeah, come up and forget pain. Dry up your brain. The pilot is insane, come on.
Hey, man, they don't know about this.
Yo, like she wanna be the owner. Fast and spin out like NASCAR, but like Sona. Step in Arizona, step in Arizona. Like top because in Arizona. Yeah, like she wanna be the owner. Fast and spin out like NASCAR, but like Sona. Step in Arizona, step in Arizona. Like top because in Arizona. Yo,
to the left, to the right. Wanna fire, you must go outside. To the left, to the right. Wanna fire, you must go outside. To the left, to the right. Wanna fire, you must go outside. To the left, to the right.
Boss, yeah.
That's my life like a earthling. Come on and forget me. Dry up your brain. The pilot is insane, come on.
One more thing, gentlemen.
Life like a earthling. Yeah, yeah. Come on and forget me. Dry up your brain. The pilot is insane, come on.
Yeah,
we say, dance out to your big pal away. Turn down the place and fall away. Wind up the place and fall away. Come come select and pull up and fall away. Dance out to your big pal away. Turn down the place and fall away. Wind up the place and fall away. Come come select and pull up and fall away.
Like you wanna be the owner. Fantasy spin up like NASCAR band like Jonah. Stepping on the sauna, stepping on the sauna. Light up the cushion and the zona, zona. Like you wanna be the owner. Fantasy spin up like NASCAR band like Jonah. Stepping on the sauna, stepping on the sauna. Light up the cushion and the zona, zona. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, see the girl them there. Yeah, 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 yeah. When we not go pass it up and moving to the rock, yeah. Let the beat man can't stop, 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 stop. Yeah, we say,
to the left, to the right.
Wanna fire, you must go outside.
To the left, to the right.
Wanna fire, you must go outside.
To the left, to the right.
Wanna fire, you must go outside.
To the left, to the right.
Wanna fire, you must go outside.
A DJ beat my team, Foul 7-7, you know, always on the out. Yeah.
No, no, we all spread out.
Yes, we are spread out.
My life like a earthly. Come on and forget me. Dry up your brain. The pilot is insane, come on.
One more thing, gentlemen.
Life like a earthly. Yeah, come up and forget pain. Dry up your brain. The pilot is insane, come on.
Sing J Oso 507 helping out DJ Latin Bitman on his new recording Airplane. That is the title track from the Chilean electronic music producer. Before that, from Nortech Collective, Nortecno from Mexico, Bostich and Fussible, and Temporary Paradise from Motel Baja. In Vancouver, we have a new band to keep an eye and an ear on. They kind of combine the elements, the best elements of Santana and Fela Kuti, and throw them in with other influences like the Daptones, a little bit of soul in there as well. Their new EP is called Voodoo. From that disc, here is our debut of the title track from Coco Jaffro.
Thank you. all need somebody. Yes, it's true. I don't want somebody.
Some impressive guitar work by Amin Sayed on Coco Jafro's Voodoo. I saw these guys as part of a celebration back in the fall for Fela Kuti's birthday. December 17th and 18th, magical, enchanting, mesmerizing. These are the words that describe winter harp. An acclaimed ensemble of harps, flutes, medieval instruments, percussion, and poetry and song. Join this Yuletide ensemble as it whisks you to far-off lands of moonlight, castles, and snow. It's Winter Harp is Christmas, December 17th and 18th, 7:30 p.m. at the Blue Shore Financial Center for the Performing Arts at CAPU on the North Shore. December 19th, Van Django is an acoustic string ensemble made up of four of Canada's most talented and eclectic musicians, combining a wealth of musical influences while maintaining their roots in the gypsy jazz made famous by the 1930s Quintet of the Hot Club of France. Hear them mix up Christmas favorites with all sorts of jazz standards. December 19th at the St. James Hall, a Rogue Folk presentation. Other dates include Sunday, December 14th in Sydney on the island, Tuesday, December 16th in North Vancouver, Thursday, December 18th at Michael J. Fox Theater in Burnaby, and Saturday, December 20th at Mount Seymour United Church. And February 19th through March 15th, the 15th annual Chutzpah Festival is back. Lisa Nemeth's International Jewish Performing Arts Festival performances at the Imperial, the Electric Owl, the Red Room, Scotiabank Dance Center, WASC's Second Stage, and the Norman and Annette Rothstein Theater. Engaging music highlights from this year's wealth of world-class performances and workshops include Canadian and local artists, as well as internationally celebrated music from the likes of Ethiopian-fused reggae band Zvulun Dub System from Israel. Looking forward to that. Keep listening right here. We'll let you know what's going on. Pacifica has a new album called Amor Planeta, Planet Love. They bring us one of our favorite tracks next.
Just listen to the rhythm. Wine your body. Fresh, fresh, fresh.
Yeah.
This here is the style. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Bring it. Listen to the drum. Mother of our music. Bring it, bring it, bring it. Listen to the bass, the foundation, the root. Bring it, bring it, bring it. Listen to the brass.
Carry on. Bring it.
This is Adam.
This is Toby.
And this is Silvana from Pacifica. You've discovered Music Without Borders or Boundaries, World Beat Canada Radio.
Chill trumpet in those last two tracks from the brand new album No Man's Land. That is skater turned surf guitarist Tommy Guerrero and the Lone Pistolero. Before that, Pacifica from Amor Planeta and Bring It featuring Malcolm Aitken from Tanga on horn. Well, guess what? It's that time. Time for a touch of the familiar and a Taste of Christmas. Brought to us today by Super Hi-Fi, a Brooklyn-based band led by two trombones. Count them, two bones. And an Xmas dub album called Yule Analog Volume 1. So this is dub reggae and Christmas music brought together in a miraculous kind of a way. This is We Three Kings from Super Hi-Fi on World Beat Canada Radio.
Thank you.
put you in the mood for some pad thai. That is Thailand's Molam music, this time for the 21st century, as put together by the Paradise Bangkok Molam International Band, featuring the ken, a kind of bamboo harmonica, and Quang Noi Chao Lei. From World Beat Canada Radio, still more of the best music from the four corners and beyond is straight ahead in this hour. Stick around and discover something new. Major Mayram is next from Desi Nation.
Side of global music. This is World Beat Canada.
Thank you. часы пробили, больше их не заводили, шли по небу облака, под льдом текла река, 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 шли по небу облака, под льдом.
I'm Ed Bradley, and this is 60 Minutes. It's not the Nutcracker, but it definitely sounds Russian, and it definitely sounds sort of Christmassy. It's called Winter 19 from Erzatsmusika, Soviet emigres who blend Russian urban folk and who look to the past and to the future simultaneously and come up with that rather trippy blend. Major Mayram before that from a compilation disc called Destination, lazy hip-hop and chilled tabla beats, and the traditional voice of the rag or melodeon. Here is more music from the Afro-Rockers. Their six members have ties all over this world, from Minneapolis to Paris. From the self-titled debut, I Was Blind, from World Beat Canada Radio.
There was no-
Afro Rockers, and I Was Blind. More of the best still ahead as we put the wraps on this hour of World Beat Canada Radio. My name is Cal Coat. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications. My name is Cal Coat. Our sister broadcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Hope you're tuning into that. If you are, you know how fond I am of the Mahones, a Canadian Celt punk band that features Finney McConnell, songwriter, guitarist, singer, extraordinaire. The man has a wealth of music inside him. And the thing I've always admired and felt a real kinship to Finney for is the fact that we share the same musical heroes. Finney and I are both huge fans of The Who, The Clash, Husker Du, The Replacements, Rancid. These are all bands that I've been hugely influenced by, and so has Finney. So there is a musical affinity, if you like, between the two of us. The reason I'm telling you this story is going to become apparent in a little bit. They have a vast amount of music recorded, and they're up to 12 albums now. Their latest is probably their greatest, one of the best of the year. It's called The Hunger and the Fight, Part 1. It really chronicles the Irish experience in the New World through the tones of Celt punk and Finney's incredible songwriting. Finney is joined on stage by his wife, the beautiful and hard accordion player, Katie Kaboom McConnell, and Dom the Bomb on drums, and Paul Mancuso on bass, or Cuso, as they affectionately call him, a young guy who is a childhood friend of Katie McConnell. And the reason I'm telling you all of this is that Paul just died last week. We don't know how. The band isn't telling us much details. And that's troubling, because when that happens, you know it's never good. Sufficient to say that as a bass player who admires Finney's songwriting so much, I always gravitated toward Paul's bass lines. And again, you know, I felt a real kinship. And it's like losing a brother in a way. And the band is just in grief right now. And it's heartbreaking to see a band that is working so incredibly hard. They do close to 300 dates a year on the road. And they are such an awesome band to see. And then to have death hit so near and dear and catch them right in their stride. And my heart goes out to the Mahones. Much love and respect to the whole band. We'll take this program out with the Mahones and a tribute to Cuso, which in itself is a tribute from Finney McConnell to the band Rancid, one of their tracks called Last One to Die, and it is the final track on the new album, The Hunger and the Fight, Part 1. But our last word goes to Charles Kingsley, an English clergyman and writer who said, "The world goes up, and the world goes down, and the sunshine follows the rain, and yesterday's sneer and yesterday's frown can never come over again." Rest in peace, Brother Cuso.
Still around, last one to die. Copyright Communications.